This is Stephanie Shea, the voice for Usagi Tsukino, and you're listening to the After Hours Nerds Podcast.
Thanks for listening to episode 103 of the After Hour Nerd Podcast, week of November 22nd, 2021, the weekly podcast that covers last week's important gaming and nerd culture news, hosted by Gags and Dill. Dill, you're back. 2 weeks. You were off 2 weeks.
I'm back.
Back and better
than ever. A lot of house things going on.
It's another week of overeating, under-exercising, and wondering why we're not losing weight.
That is exactly what I'm doing. I wonder that every day, actually. It's unfortunate. I just got a picture today of a 3 years ago selfie I took with a friend, and it was a sad reminder of what it could be.
I hate that photo of us at your brother's wedding. We look so good.
Yep. It's a shame what time will do to someone, huh?
We look so good in that photo. There's a photo of me, you, and your brother.
We could be models.
We look even better. Oh,
we could have been tuxedo models. Mm-hmm. We could have been on the cover of like Robert's tuxedo, on the front screen.
That's what I wanted. Yeah.
It's unfortunate that this is what time will do. Bad things happen to good people. It's unfortunate.
Thank you.
It's just the way life goes. Unfortunately,
exactly. It's not our fault.
It's definitely not our fault. World's working against us.
Halo Infinite came out. You've been playing, no?
I played a couple matches, yep.
I'll tell you what. I played a couple matches. Way better when you play with friends.
Oh, I'm sure. It's tough. Better. It's tough for me to know when I should go on because Spenny's using my Game Pass at the moment.
Does it kick you off?
Well,
it
I don't know if it'll kick. I think
it's
free it
to
might.
Play.
Yeah, but he's on my account.
Right, but if you
he's
go
playing on. As Papa Dill, so I don't know if I go on, it kicks him off. I don't know 100%. How it would work. I don't. Obviously, we wouldn't be
Didn't
able to play
he just
together.
Buy a Series S?
He has a Series S. He just hasn't paid for Game Pass yet.
But they give you in the box 3 months free.
Maybe he has it.
Maybe he doesn't know he has it. You know what I mean? Like, have him check the box. It's a little like.
Well, he asked me like 2 weeks ago, like, yo, what did you get Game Pass for? I was like, I don't even remember what I bought it for. Mm-hmm. I was like, I just know it was $1 when I signed up for PC, so I just bought it.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I'm going to sign in because I'm getting an Xbox. So he's been on it since. I told him, I was like, you might want to get a new one. He was like, he texted me today, I'm a god at Halo. And I was like, technically, I'm a god.
Yeah,
it's all on my account, so thanks.
Dude, so I didn't know this. Do not do the public matches. Go to ranked.
The ranked one?
Ranked
no
is so better.
It's so much harder, though.
No, it's not.
What?
It's really not.
The one with the no map, and you just get the assault rifle?
You get the battle rifle.
Yeah, the ranked league?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everyone's new?
Yeah, but you don't get to, pick the game mode.
You can't pick the ranked game mode in the other one either.
In PUBG, you can.
No.
It's a shuffle, right?
Yeah. So the same thing. Ranked is just shuffle.
Is it still shuffled?
Yeah.
But you still get that same gun every time, though.
You get the battle rifle. You
every time.
So in
even if it's shoddy snipers?
Yes. Well, I've never played shoddy snipers.
That's why I like playing PUBG, though. I like playing those random game modes.
So, but they shuffle them, and they're usually almost the exact same.
It's crazy,
same
though, because
ranked.
The first game I played was a PUB.
Yeah.
I went like 24-7. I sent that screenshot. Next game I play the ranked, I go like 4-9. We got destroyed.
Really? Oh,
absolutely mauled.
You have to play 10 games and it gives you your rank, and then so right now I'm gold 3.
I can't even see the KD in that game. Is there not a? Can you not?
No, because it's all objective based. They don't care.
Oh, that's fucking whack.
I
still
want to
see it though.
I think you can. There's also like
it shows
an app.
It to you like almost like when you're in the, after you do like a match summary, it'll
mm-hmm.
kind of give you a
right, but it doesn't give you
it
your,
doesn't
like,
give you
career.
Your career, which
yeah.
I just like to see it.
There's an app that you can tie to your Halo account, and I think that gives you your stats.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't feel like doing all that, but I'll do it. Maybe I'll hop on tonight. We'll see what happens.
Will you play?
Maybe.
Shout out to Roger Slime. He's been playing with me. He's gross. And by gross, I mean he's a great bullet sponge, and I can take out everyone else who gets him.
We were watching one of those videos on YouTube, like funniest, you know, Halo clips, and some of the shit I was watching today, I was like, wow, I need to start doing this.
Yes.
I still haven't got the grappling hook yet.
Really?
Never got it.
Oh, dude.
The only two games I played, I had the same abilities. It was like that plasma grenade.
Oh, they switch.
Yeah, and I got like the dash, the super dash.
Yeah. Like
and that's
the,
I only
the
got
boost.
Those are the only two things I got when I played those two games.
They have one that's basically Juggernaut. Like, you take this thing, you stick it to yourself, you get an extra shield. You just run through everyone.
The shield is still crazy in that game, I feel like, because I'll be shooting at a dude for whole
yeah.
3 minutes, and then I'll finally see that shield like go away, and then I'll two shots, he's done.
What you want to do, this is
I guess I gotta,
you take one gun, you unload the whole clip, you switch immediately, go to the other gun.
The pistol's disgusting.
Yep.
I honestly sometimes like it better than my assault rifle.
Oh yeah, 100.
And I gotta start incorporating the melee back in, because
the
melee
thing,
is
broken because it cracks your whole shield.
It's two shots dead, one in the back dead.
You know what kills me though? So in old Halos, have you played Oddball yet? Oddball is when it has the skull on the screen. You have to hold the skull.
To hold the skull, yeah.
And every time you hold, every every second you hold it is 1 point. Yeah. First one up to 100 wins. In old ones, if you were holding the skull and you punched someone, it was an automatic
kill. Automatic kill, right?
Now it's two.
Yeah, that sucks. So, but in the back, it's one.
Oh, still? Yes.
Still yep. in the back, it's yep. one shot.
Yes. And but I'm so used to the old
skills, crazy. I always punch them. And I was wondering, because I was like, the first game I played, I was unloading clips into yep. guys. They come up to me and just whack me twice. I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, yes. I just unloaded 49 bullets into
this guy. No, you want to aim straight at the head.
Oh, that's all I do is punch. Aim for the head. Yes. Yeah, I got to start. I got to yeah. punch. Or punch first and then shoot. Yes. I got to incorporate it.
Throw your grenades. Oh, yeah,
I'd be hucking the grenades.
Constantly.
But the pistol thing, that thing just goes to work.
Well, that's so I start with the assault rifle.
Headshot pistol is just.
And never aim down the sight.
Oh, I never aim. Yeah, no, I don't aim.
That's one of the things you learn. Never aim down the sight. It doesn't even matter.
Sometimes I aim down the sight when I'm shooting far away yep. because I can still move while I'm aiming. So yeah, like, yeah. But someone, I think Spenny tried texting me saying that, like, when you get shot, it takes you
it
out.
It does. It takes you out.
I don't remember. I feel like when I got shot, it didn't take me out.
No, it does. So if you're aiming down the scope and you get shot, it pops you out.
I don't remember it popping me out.
I don't even think they started that till Halo 5.
Like I love the slide ones. In it, though.
Yes. Yes.
That grappling hook is crazy. I watched a clip. There was this guy, he was flying one of those fucking plane things.
Yeah, yeah.
And some guy, he grappled up to the plane.
The Banshee?
Ejected him.
Yep.
That guy grappled back up, ejected him. He grappled back up. They did it like 19 times until finally the guy...
Ran out.
When he ejected, he jumped out, and the guy went into the ocean and died. And finally, and then he lived.
Yep.
He grappled back up to the land and was all set. Dude, they did it literally 19 times in a row and kicked each other out of the machine.
I saw a dude...
The machines in that are crazy.
Yes, oh yeah.
All
yeah.
the vehicles?
Oh retarded. Yeah. There was a dude... I saw on my team, he used the grapple hook to grab the gravity hammer.
Oh, God.
And then was hiding behind a wall, peeked out of the wall, and just hammered two of them at the same time.
Yeah, I gotta play some more of that.
Oh,
every time I turn on my computer...
You gotta download your
shaders.
I just
go right to Apex.
Oh, you sound like one of those people who are, like, stuck on their ex.
It's been a long time since I've been stuck on her.
Jesus.
And then I started Pokemon Diamond...
Obviously, you didn't get very far.
Two badges. You ready for my team? I got Prinlup. So
yep, solid.
Piplup's yep. evolution.
Empoleon, yep.
I got Kadabra.
Solid.
Right? And then, do you remember Luxray?
Yes.
I have Thunder, the second Lord evolution Thunder? Of him, yeah.
He's not like the little...
He's like a little, like little dog thing.
Dog with
yeah,
the
yeah.
little thunder tail or whatever you
yes,
want to call
yeah.
it.
Yeah, right. And then
he's like blue and yellow?
Yes. Yeah, yep. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think. I don't know.
Sorry.
But and then I have like the you know how every game has their own version of Pidgey?
Yeah.
It's like Starly in this one.
Is it Starly?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was gonna say
I have him, but I'm gonna shoot him out.
Of course. You always shoot the fly.
Yeah, I don't need him.
You don't need him, fuck that.
And shout out to this game, they got rid of you don't need to teach your Pokemon HMs anymore.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you just get to use them whenever
you want, which is very convenient.
Way better.
Because now I don't have to waste one of my moves for a shit move like Flash.
Everyone would have like a bit off and then you know strength, rock smash, cut,
friggin'
swim.
Was it you that was telling me about that like challenge people are doing?
Oh, the Nuzlocke.
D's doing that right now.
Is he?
In his game. And
so if they die, you lose them.
Dev was like, yo, you only got five dudes right out. He was like, yeah, all my guys died. He's only got like five guys right now.
How would people die? I still don't think I've had a Pokemon faint yet.
I don't know, but he was doing that. He was doing that today.
I again, like you said, I'm not that far in it, but I've heard that they buffed up the Elite Four for this game and actually made them like
they're a bunch of bums,
somewhat hard.
Stop it.
I'm excited to see it.
They're a bunch of bombs. I've never been challenged by the Elite Four in any game.
If you're ever thinking like, all right, I'm going to buy a Pokemon game, get this over Sword and Shield. I think this one's
oh,
way better
I wouldn't
than
even
Sword
bother
Shield.
At this point because I never played Sword and Shield, so why wouldn't I just go to the
yeah.
best and the newest?
Well, because they're
Can
different.
I buy that right on my Switch?
Yeah.
I might have to cop that.
Dude, it's so good. Again, Walmart. I'm so mad I pre-ordered. Walmart was selling a digital code.
Oh, yeah, for both of them, right?
Both of them. $70.
You might as well at that point.
Well, so
for an extra, $10?
So, but the issue was when you buy it from Walmart, it's one code. You put in the one code, it downloads both games. Like, it doesn't give you...
Yeah, that's still clutch, though.
Because I still would have bought it and gave you a code. Because then at that point, it was $10 for a Pokemon game.
Yeah.
So, that's where I fucked my... If, other than that... Dude, I'd be flying.
I might just get it digitally now.
Yeah, that's what
call
I
call it. A day.
All Pokemon games I do digitally because I don't want to keep taking them
yeah,
in and
no,
out.
It's annoying.
I just want it there. It's like one of those perfect handheld games.
Yeah, no, I might need to just get the OLED for it.
Yeah, dude. If here's the thing, like you have a Switch, if you were to spend on a new console, Series S is way worth it more than an OLED, and a Series S is cheaper than an OLED.
The frig do I need a Series S?
Yeah, you're right. My fault. You got a PC. You got a PC.
I only need a PS5 for Hogwarts Legacy if that doesn't come to PC.
I I would be
I think
shocked.
It is.
Yeah, I was going to say, so much is coming to PC. Because
I'd much
now.
Rather see it on my PC, but I'm already, once my Best Buy cuts back to zero, I might be getting a new PC.
Yeah,
we'll I see. Need that 3060 graphics card.
The 3080 or whatever?
Yeah,
or?
I want my 3080 XTI Super.
I heard it's easier to buy that in a pre-build than it is to just buy the graphics card, because the graphics card sells out too fast. Where
yeah,
if
no,
it's
they
already
go, they
built.
Go quick.
Yeah.
Just like the individual graphics, because people just buy it for their build, their new build.
And I heard they do it for crypto mining, too.
Fuck all that. The laptops, I don't know. I like them.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's got the good stats, it's got the good stats.
What does that even mean?
Mine was solid, but...
Oh, sorry, guys. I can't play right now. I have downloads to do. I'm playing Excel. Microsoft Word. Have you guys tried it? Fuck you, all right?
I mean, mine does all right, but, you know, I just want that
I got calculator app.
I want to be able to play 200 frames per second, consistent, nothing.
That's the great thing about Halo is it's only 60 frames
per second.
Yeah,
I mean, mine looks
no
beautiful
what.
On the 60. But.
Yeah.
Once it hits 120, it'll be even more beautiful. Because mine should be able to withstand 120 flat. Like
I looked that up for you. So 120 and ray tracing is coming soon.
Solid.
So you'll have that.
It says something about, too, like if it might increase my frames if I change my thing to like some game mode, Microsoft game mode, like in my... You know how, like, I think it was...
Like when my TV goes, like it's going game mode? You can tell
it
the
says
difference,
I have
too.
That.
I think it does something with latency.
I think my latency should be zero because of my...
Oh, sorry.
My hardwire, 1,200 gigabytes a second. But, no, it said it would increase frames if you have that. And I think it can't... I might already have it activated, though.
Yep.
I just don't remember because I do remember a certain point.
So Bob plays PC too. Like when he plays, and he was playing PC with me,
yeah.
And it is only 60 frames per second at the moment. The Halo. He also told me Forza.
Yeah, I heard it's insane.
That's what he was like.
Everyone's been saying it. I saw a clip. It looks beautiful.
And he was telling me he's not even a racing game
guy.
That's right.
Spenny just said the same thing to me today. He was like, it's not even just like a normal Need for Speed. He said it's actually like fun to play.
And it's like an open world.
Yeah,
like, they were
apparently it's absolutely. I heard the graphics are just in out of this world.
Right.
I think that was the thing I saw like a year ago. Mm-hmm. Or like how long has it been out?
It just came out.
Just came out. Maybe it was the trailer for it. Mm-hmm. But I saw a clip. And some kid, he reposted it on Facebook.
It was like, is this a video game?
I thought it was. It looked like a real fucking high car speed chase.
Yeah.
And it was like, yo, this is actually Forza. And I was like, oh my God. What the fuck? Because it looks so real. I was like, Jesus Christ.
You know what's funny is me and my fiance were watching it because it was on like a Microsoft streaming thing. And... she was like, so when does the gameplay start? And I was like, this is it. This is the gameplay. But it did look that good. Like,
yeah, no, it looked insane.
Yeah.
But that was why I think the video, someone like fell out of the car and it exploded. And they were like, yo, this can't be real life. Like,
yeah.
Because they just kept driving. Like, everyone else kept driving. And then finally someone in the comment was like, yeah, it's a video. It's Forza.
That's kind of wild.
Right, that's what when I saw it, I said, oh my God, this looks like a legit speed chase.
No,
like,
I've heard nothing but good things about
it. I've heard it was
good. The problem is, I'm just not a racing game guy.
I used to be. I feel like it's only fun when you got someone to play with, like, consistently.
That's, yeah, yeah.
Like, when you got a brother and you got nothing to do and you're, like, 12, it's awesome.
Right, yeah.
But now that we're, like, old and losers, it's not as
well,
fun.
You didn't have to bring us down. All right, let's take a short little break and be back with the news. I went back with the news. Quick news of the week. Ryu, Chun-Li, and Akuma are coming to Brawlhalla. They're out now. That's that
I used to play that,
Smash
actually.
Bros. Clone that refuses to die.
I used to play it a lot.
I played it like...
I played it on my PS4 back in the day.
Yeah, that's it. I was about to... Because
it was
like a
right
free download.
Fighter Z came out. I was playing that like a good amount.
It does the job,
it
no?
It was solid. I thought it was fun.
New patent leaks show that Sony may begin selling their own PS5 faceplates. I'm surprised they don't do that already.
What does that even mean?
You know how on the PS5 it has those white blades?
Yeah.
You can take those off.
Oh, really?
So if they're going to probably sell custom or limited edition or... Think about it. Like, they don't have any like real... You can only get one color of a PS5.
Yeah, white.
Where they have like the Spider-Man PS4.
I love
they have
that
all those...
That red controller, though.
Oh, the
like, so smooth. I might buy it just to get it.
For just, not your PS5?
Just for for my PC. It's just smooth as hell looking.
Well, I'm just shocked that they I guess it's probably because of the shortage, right? They don't have any limited edition PS5s yet.
They probably won't ever get them.
Really?
I mean, if they're struggling this much to make these things.
It's been over a year.
What did I say? End of this decade, no more consoles.
No more
they
consoles.
They can barely get these things out. You think they're making a PS6?
Yeah, probably.
We're only going to be able to get 100,000 consoles out if you don't get it.
I think Microsoft is going to leave the console game before first, just because, you know.
Well, then you know Sony's gonna. I mean, Microsoft. I mean, Sony is gonna have to just copy it.
Yeah,
because at a certain point they're not gonna be able to compete.
Well, the thing is, you say that, but Sony is still the top dog.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, my.
They're not gonna be able to compete.
Shout out to Xbox. Shout out to Xbox.
Shout out Xbox.
Yeah,
shout out
Microsoft. My fault.
They're not gonna be able to
shout
compete.
Out to Switch OLED.
Definitely shout out to Switch OLED.
And then last bit of quick news: Microsoft confirms that Halo Infinite has gone gold and will release December 8th. So that just means the game is finally built and done.
Is it going to update the multiplayer on December 8th or no?
That's what I don't fully know, because December 8th...
They technically said it's still like in beta form, but
I think
like
that's
not
the official launch.
Yeah.
Even though... Well,
does that mean it's going to like re-download that? Because, I mean, it doesn't say Halo Infinite beta on my PC. It just says Halo Infinite.
Right.
And so I don't know if they update it with a little update or something, but...
I think it's just they're going to unlock the... Because you can click the campaign.
Yeah.
It just says it's not ready.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about that.
Dude, I heard the campaign's smooth.
I'm not playing the campaign. I'm only in it for the...
It's an open world.
I'm only in it for the multiplayer, dude.
The cool kills and everything, my fault.
Yeah, we want cool kill feeds. We don't want to watch Master Chief blow up a freaking warthog.
I do.
You know?
Pablo Xavier is playing Master Chief in the show. Did you see that?
I did not.
Oh, he looks huge, too. He went yoked. All right, so first big news story. Here are the nominees for the Game Awards 2021. The Game Awards, hosted by Jeff Keighley, airs on December 9th, live from the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. We already know in-person event will showcase a significant number of new and upcoming titles, but celebrating 2021's most outstanding games remains the heart of the show. Today, we learned the nominees for each category, which you can vote on right now at the Game Awards official website. So here are the nominees. We have Game of the Year listed first. I'm going to save that for last because that's the big one. So we'll start with Best Game Direction. The nominees are Deathloop, It Takes Two, Returnal, Psychonauts, and Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. I want to see if I can get Game Awards categories. Kind of give you a little brief, I guess, because they explain what each of them actually mean.
Yeah.
Best Direction is always like such a weird category to me, because that could mean so much. I want to see if they don't make it easy for me. All right, so the nominees: Deathloop, It Takes Two, Returnal, Psychonauts 2, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart. When we go through the categories too, here's an option: if it's something that we have absolutely zero idea, we can skip it together. If you want, we can agree, because there's one that's like Best Esports Coach.
Yeah.
There's no shot either of us know any of them.
I think we tried betting on that last year, too.
We did. Well, you wanted to go for it all.
I mean, fuck it. We'll see what happens.
Oh, here we go. Nominees. View all categories. All right, so Best Game Direction. Awarded for outstanding creative vision and innovation in game direction and design. Okay. So I am going to assume that Returnal is going to win this.
I'm going Ratchet and Clank.
You're going Ratchet and Clank. So that's where innovation in game. That's what I'm leaning on. And It Takes Two is, I think, up there. And Returnal, I almost want to go It Takes Two. All right. So what I'll do is I'll mark them who we pick two. Because, again, we tally up and see who wins every year. So you're going Ratchet and Clank?
I'm going Ratchet and Clank.
All right, then I'm actually going to go It Takes Two, because I think the way that you have to play that co-op, I think it's going to get – a lot of people are going to want that for Game of the Year, but I don't think it has a shot of actually winning Game of the Year, so I think this is the award they give it instead. So I'm going to do It Takes Two. Best Narrative. That one's kind of self-explanatory. The nominees are Deathloop, It Takes Two, Life is Strange, True Colors, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, and Psychonauts 2.
I'm going to go with a bold choice here and go Marvel Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's what I wanted. I don't think it's a bold choice. Everyone talks about how great the story is and how your choices...
Well, that's what you would assume for a game like that. So that's why I don't know what Psychonauts 2, Life is Strange, and It Takes 2 is. So
I am between Life is Strange, True Colors, and Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. Because Life is Strange is one of those games that are created just for the narrative.
Yeah. I've never heard anyone talk about it, though. That's why I just don't know.
Dude, games journalists are just hippie dippies, all right? This is the shit they eat up. I'm going Life is Strange.
Well, it's good to get some difference here, but
that's it. I wanted,
obviously,
yeah.
My choices are going to win both.
Best Performance. We have Erica Mori, Alex Chen, Life is Strange, True Colors, Gino Carlo Esposito, Anton Castillo from Far Cry 6. I can't believe they not. Well, I guess you have to nominate him, right? Like, they tote the fact that he's in this game so much.
Yeah, no, he's the cover of it.
But you know how pissed people are going to be if an actual actor wins this award over, like, people who are known for acting in video games?
That's unfortunate, because he was going to be my pick.
Jason Kelly, Colton Vaughn from Deathloop, Maggie Robertson, Alcina Demetrius from Resident Evil Village. She's the big lady.
I know who she is. I want to say her, but I don't think it's for the right reasons. So, unfortunately, I'm going to go with Giancarlo Esposito.
Are you going?
Because she's known.
I might go for her.
I just don't know if it's for the right reasons. It's for the right reasons.
Like, was her performance good, or is the character just one of those people that everyone was...
Badonk?
Yeah.
It's a bonk alert.
I'm going for her. All right, best multiplayer. Oof. Back for Blood, Knockout City, It Takes Two, Monster Hunter Rise, New World, and Valheim. The issue with this category is these are all vastly different multiplayer games.
I don't even know what Knockout City, New World, or Valheim is. So.
Knockout City was the dodgeball game, the 4-on-4 online competitive dodgeball game.
Okay.
It hit pretty hard when it first came out.
I don't see it winning a best multiplayer.
It kind of dropped off. Valheim was it was kind of like a PC beta game where it's basically an open world. You try to build up your own fort. It's almost like Minecraft.
And then New World?
New World is the Amazon MMO RPG, like the new one that's pretty popular right now. If you saw it, you would know what I was talking about, because all the streamers played it for like 2 weeks.
Back 4 Blood's got it either.
I don't think Back 4 Blood's got a shot.
I think I have to go Monster Hunter Rise.
Really? I was about to say, I don't think that one has a shot either.
You don't
either.
Think so? No. What do you think?
I love that one. I think it's great.
I'm going to shout it out.
Yeah. The issue is it's not anything new. Like, it's the same of every other Monster Hunter. I'm going to go New World.
Bold choice.
It's just what I think. It's not what I personally think is going to win. It's what I think the voting
the world is
going to
vote for.
That's the issue with this.
I say we get personal.
Because you just said, personally, I don't know these games.
Exactly. So if I don't know them, I'm not voting for them.
Best ongoing game, Apex Legends.
You already
Legends,
know my answer for this one.
Apex
so,
Legends.
So don't even, you don't even have to ask me.
Call of Duty Warzone, I think, has no shot.
No
with
shot anymore,
going on.
I don't think.
Final Fantasy 14, which is,
stop
that's
it.
Massive,
that's
though.
Stop it.
Genshin Impact, and then Fortnite.
As much as I love Final Fantasy, I just never see it winning a game of the year. Unless it's something like 7 Remake or something.
I'm going
like that.
Final Fantasy 14.
Bold choice.
I hear
people talking about Genshin Impact more than I hear about that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I could be, but I'm pretty certain right now, technically, Final Fantasy 14 is the biggest MMO RPG.
It means nothing.
Because World of Warcraft fell off after the whole EA
Activision. It means nothing.
Nothing.
I just don't see a game like that winning an award like this.
Best ongoing game? That's
just don't see it. Apex Legends is on season 11. Fortnite's been going on for like
forever,
two chapters.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
It's got to be one of those two, I say.
Best art. And I feel like Call of Duty Warzone is just such a cop-out.
I don't think that's going to win just because of their drama.
Yep.
I think Fortnite's got a better shot now. Because I've actually seen a lot more people playing Fortnite lately.
Really?
Because I'm assuming
they're back, huh?
Either people left COD and went either Apex or Fortnite. That's only your only two options at that point.
With Halo coming out now,
Battle Royale though.
That's what everyone wants, a Battle Royale.
So,
do you think Halo gets a Battle Royale?
I think it would be dope, and I don't see why you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Once the multiplayer starts kind of to drop off, same thing with Call of Duty. When Cold War came out, everyone hopped on Cold War. 2 weeks later, everyone was back to Warzone. Just everyone shifts back to, especially when they incorporate you being able to
just
take
stick
those
to the
guns
lakes and the rivers that you're used to.
No, you take those guns from the multiplayer, and now you can now use them in the.
Yep.
That makes it better.
Well, imagine in a Halo Battle Royale, right?
It'd be fucking crazy.
Well, you have all those games. So imagine this month is Halo 1 games only, or Halo 1 guns in Battle Royale only.
Yeah.
And now, these are Halo 2 guns in Battle Royale only. You know, like,
that'd
you
be
could
nuts.
Swap
you start
them
incorporating.
Out. Yeah.
I don't see why they wouldn't add a Battle Royale.
Best art direction, Deathloop, Kena Bridge of Spirits, Psychonauts 2, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, and The Artful Escape. I am between three games on this category.
I'm between two at the moment.
I'm
just because I don't know Kena Bridge of Spirits and Psychonauts.
Kena Bridge of Spirits was that game that we saw every goddamn Sony play.
But did it look good?
It looked incredible. That was one of them that... So I am between Kena Bridge of Spirits, Psychonauts 2, and Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. Because everyone argues Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart
was,
is like...
That was one of my two choices. I was just going to go with the Artful Escape because it has the word art in it.
It's not a bad guess, though.
Is it? I mean, it's art direction. Well, but I heard the Ratchet... I mean, the Ratchet and Clank game from all the trailers look very colorful and shit. So
it looks better than movies,
I think.
The
art looks
solid.
So that's why I feel like... I don't think Deathloop... I don't see an Assassin game winning the artist. I mean, it definitely didn't have bad art.
It looks good, but it looks like a regular game. You know what I mean? That's my issue.
It's like a comic mixed with like a game. Like, it's different. I don't see it winning best art. It's definitely not like a Hades.
Yeah.
Hades, I thought had great art.
So what are you going?
Let me go.
I'll go Kena Bridge of Spirits. That's what I think that's what's going to have to win it.
I already voted for Ratchet and Clank, so I'm going to go the Artful Escape.
Dude, you never know. Sometimes there's like that one game that just wins everything.
I don't like to duo it.
You like to spread your chips out?
I like to spread it out. Oh my god, I got Cyberpunk in one of these?
To be fair, so this is best score in music. Cyberpunk 2077 has incredible music. Don't forget, Johnny Silverhand or whatever was in the band and everything.
Oh, I remember Johnny Silverhand.
So best score in music, Cyberpunk 2077, Deathloop. Deathloop had really good music too. Neo Replicant version... Whatever. Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy and the Artful Escape. Now, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy follows suit with the movies where they basically...
And he's always got the music jamming.
Yes.
That's why I want to say that game.
My only issue with that is that's just real music.
I know.
Right?
That doesn't mean anything, though.
It doesn't. No, you're right. It doesn't mean a damn thing.
Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 are on here. We already know what the winner would be.
Well, first off...
Sanctuary.
Yeah, thank you. That's all.
Oh, that's tough.
I might go... Deathloop on this one.
I definitely don't want to say Cyberpunk.
Dude, if Cyberpunk 2077 wins anything at these awards,
I think it'll opposite. I think it's gonna win, not win so much just because people are gonna vote against it, just because it's Cyberpunk.
There's no shot it wins.
Just because it's gonna be like a president election here. I'm not voting for it just because I hate it. I'm going Guardians of the Galaxy.
And I think that's like, I think it technically has the best music, but it's like one of those where it's like they're all real songs.
Your boy Star Lord's always jamming out. I think he deserves the respect.
I'm going.
Shout out Star Lord.
Best audio design. So this is like the sound in the game. This is
background
usually,
noise.
This was always usually the Call of Duty award.
I don't see Resident Evil taking it.
I think about it with all the creepy sounds of all the monsters, the eerie. So best audio design: Deathloop, Forza Horizon 5, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, Resident Evil Village, and Returnal. I actually want Resident Evil Village. That's what I think I'm going with.
I'm
going
to go bold choice Forza.
I don't think that's a bad choice.
Just because of the...
Yes.
All the race car noises. I don't know. I feel like it gets people pumped.
Yeah. I like your choice there.
I think that's going to be it.
You've had a lot of shit ones, but I like your one here. This is a good one.
I don't know if that's accurate. But
usually when we do this... I am so confident in my choices this year. I am I can't confidently tell you this is the one that's going to win. I think it's such a mixed bag this year.
My confidence never varies, and I feel like we got a really good shot at getting dinner this year.
Oh yeah, we bet the dinner.
I think I got a really good shot at getting eating good this year. All right.
So this is innovation and accessibility.
Let's get a definition.
This is
Can we use it in a sentence? Yeah.
Innovation and accessibility. Recognition, software, and or hardware that is pushing the medium forward by adding features, technology, and content to help games be played and enjoyed by an even wider audience. That's like subtitles being super big so people with eyesight problems can see. I don't know. That's like the easiest thing.
That's a tough one to bet on.
You know, like they might bold the character, like enemies, so people who can't usually see far
more
down.
More accessible. I don't know. That's kind of hard to guess on.
Far Cry 6, Forza Horizon 5, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, and The Veil, Shadow of the Crown. I've never even heard of The Veil.
Yeah, no, me neither.
So that one's off the rip, not being
Is Far Cry 6 even out yet?
Yeah.
Is that
Far
out?
Cry?
Like, I didn't even...
Far Cry 6 has been out. The issue is usually when a game comes out,
I feel
like
I'd have to play these all individually to be able to guess on this.
Yeah,
on this topic. Like, well, I don't know which one's more accessible.
Well, my issue with this too is I don't know when it's not accessible. You know, because like I don't have those constraints.
Well, I mean, you're colorblind.
All right. Well, you're just rubbing it in at this point.
Technically, you could say Apex is the most accessible because they gave you the colorblind option.
Fortnite did too.
Well, obviously, none of these games did. So.
I'm just gonna go for a shits and giggles guess here, and I'm just gonna go Far Cry 6.
Just because it's the only other new game I've seen on this list, so I'm going with it.
I'm going Forza only because I remember they had the story that they'll be adding sign language to the game.
Well, I guess I wish I knew that information before going into
I was waiting until I made my pick to tell you.
I wish I knew this information before going into my guess, but it's fine.
Games for impact. I think you're gonna need a definition on this one too.
Use it in a sentence, please.
Games for Impact. Who are the nominees? Read it.
Before Your Eyes, Boyfriend Dungeon, Chicory, A Colorful Tale, Life is Strange, True Colors, and No Longer Home.
For a thought-provoking game with pro-social meaning or message.
I'm obviously going to go just Boyfriend Dungeon
right off the bat.
Boyfriend
that
Dungeon.
That has a strong...
Do you know what that game is about?
I'm assuming putting your boyfriend in the dungeon.
No, all right, so Boyfriend Dungeon...
It's all of our daily lives.
Very close.
I think that's what it is.
It is about you. It's almost like Hades, I believe, the gameplay.
Uh-huh.
But like in between the dungeons, you take your weapons out on dates. And depending on how your bond is with that weapon, the stronger it will do in the dungeon. And when you take that weapon out on a date, it becomes like a humanoid form. And they're all just like hot guys. So are you...
Boyfriend Dungeon it is. I obviously think that's got the best shot.
I am going to go... God. What is that? Chicory? Chicory? I'll go Chicory, A Colorful Tale. It's just... I came out not too long ago, and I think it's going to be that recency bias. That's my only shot for this. Games, that's such like a wide...
I'm surprised that's a category.
It makes sense, but it's so like wide.
Does it, though?
Can you use it in a sentence?
I definitely couldn't.
All right, what's the next category? I'll get to
best
that
best independent game.
All right, who are the...
We have Death's Door.
Death's Door.
Kena Bridge of Spirits. Inscription. Loop Hero. 12 Minutes.
12 Minutes. 12 Minutes is technically an Xbox game. I hate that because technically it's not independent. Best indie, too. I might go Death's Door. A lot of people were saying that would be like... possibly game of the year contender.
I'm gonna go Loop Hero.
Loop Hero was another huge one.
I've heard that one. I don't know what Inscription is.
That's the out of all these, that's the only one I don't know. Is
I don't
Inscription.
Know that. I've heard Loop Hero though, so I'm gonna go Loop Hero.
And Loop Hero was hot for a minute. 12 Minutes came out, and the reviews weren't great. That has James McAvoy as the like main voice, and there's another actress who plays the woman in it.
In 12 Minutes.
Yeah. It was like one of those artsy fartsy kind of games where you basically replay the last 12 minutes where and William Dafoe's in it.
Really?
So it's James McAvoy, William Dafoe.
The Green
Dafoe.
Goblin, eh?
Yeah.
Eh?
Maybe it's tied to Spider-Man.
I'm thinking it might.
Best mobile game. Fantasian, Genshin Impact, League of Legends Wild Rift, Marvel Future Revolution, Pokemon Unite.
I'm between two choices, just because of the only two games I've heard actually people talk about.
I'm picking
about.
Genshin Impact before you can say anything.
It's either that, so that means I'm going to have to go with Pokemon Unite, because those are my two choices.
Dude, the League of Legends game's clean house, though.
I don't think so.
You're going
you better knock
Unite.
That shit off.
They do. League of Legends
is it massive. As big as Pokemon, though?
No.
Honestly, I don't know.
And I feel like a lot more people have been getting into Unite. Now that it's mobile, too, and Switch or mobile, I feel like a lot of people have been
playing
it.
True. Dude, League of Legends is coming out with so much. Their new Netflix show, really fucking good. And if you don't know it's not League of Legends, it doesn't even matter.
Oh, really?
I swear to God, it does not even matter.
You think you're going
to
catch me watching League of Legends?
It's not even called League of Legends. You're probably going to... You know what's going to happen?
I'll probably be watching. I won't even know.
I'm not going to tell you the name of the show. In a couple weeks, I would put money on it. You're going to text me about a show on Netflix that's so good. And I'm just going to be like, yeah, it's League of Legends, you asshole.
I don't think that's how it's going to go down, to be honest, but...
Best community support.
You already know my answer.
Read the things. I want to see what like their definition of best community support.
Apex Legends.
Yep.
Destiny 2. Final Fantasy 14. Fortnite. No Man's Sky.
All right. So recognizing a game for outstanding community support, transparency, and responsiveness. Inclusion. Inclusive social media activity and game updates / patches. So.
You already know my answer.
You're going to Apex Legends? All right, so...
And I think that has a very good shot because they have a very strong community.
And that's,
I always hear about patch notes. I always hear about updates. I see a lot of people talking about it on my Facebook. It's very popular still.
I hate this category only because they put No Man's Sky in it every year. And it's like, we get it. Like, the game sucked when it launched, and now it's great. Like, you don't have to keep sucking its dick
obviously
every year.
Fortnite's got a good community. I don't see Destiny 2 having the best community.
Honestly, that's what I'm going. I'm going Destiny 2. Well, don't forget they have that.
I think you got a better shot at Final Fantasy 14.
They have that massive update coming out for Destiny 2 in the beginning of next year, where it's like this game is so old and you're still releasing content.
I bet if you looked up the active like players of Destiny 2 compared to like something like Apex or Fortnite, it's not even anywhere close.
Again, Final Fantasy 14, like we're like, I think it has the most like active players from MMO.
That's why I would assume Fortnite, that or Apex. Mm-hmm. Apex, I'm sure, still has a jillion users on it.
Best debut indie game. Read the categories for that. I want to see what they mean by debut.
We got Kena: Bridge of Spirits, Sable, The Artful Escape, The Forgotten City, or Valheim.
Best debut. Why the fuck can I not even find that on their list? Best debut indie game. For the best debut game created by an independent studio. All right, so it's the studio's first game that they released. The problem here, this is going to be a really tough one. These are actually really, the only one I don't really know is The Artful Escape. The Forgotten City, I haven't seen a lick of it, but I hear about it all the time.
I've never heard of Sable.
Sable is another like beautiful looking game. I don't
know any, so my guess is as random as ever, but I'm going, just because it sounds cool, Sable.
Sable? It's a really good looking game.
I think it sounds cool, and that's enough for me.
I'm going to go Valheim.
Bold move. I think you already took that twice.
It's just like, this one I think is a total crapshoot. Like, I don't think there's a clear favorite for this one. I think maybe Kena might be the clear favorite, but I don't know. I think we've seen it so much too. All right, best AR/VR game. Hitman 3. I Expect You to Die 2, The Spy and the Liar, Lone Echo 2, Resident Evil 4 VR, and Sniper Elite VR.
I feel like my two choices are between Resident Evil and Hitman 3.
That's exactly where I'm at, too.
So, you like Resident Evil, so I'm going to go Resident Evil.
That's what I kind of wanted. Just because Resident Evil 4 is considered like the best Resident Evil, and then you made it VR, so people are already going to love it even more.
Well, that's why I'm stealing it from you.
And I don't like.
But I feel like Hitman would be a fun game VR because you just go around bodying people. So,
all right, I'm gonna go. I Expect You to Die 2, The Spy and the Liar.
Bold move.
Yep. Just because it sounds cool, though, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, I guess.
It's cooler than Lone Echo 2.
That's very true. But Hitman 3.
But it's the boring pick, you know. I'm not safe. Sometimes you gotta risk it to get the biscuit.
I feel like it's either that or what I pick, but you know.
Content Creator of the Year.
I don't know any of these people, so.
Dream, Fussily, Galls, Ibai, and the Greff. The Greff, I only know because he's a skin in Fortnite. Like, he was with, like, Ninja and them. So, yeah. He's, like, a big-time Fortnite streamer. Dream, I know because he's a big, like, Minecraft streamer.
I was just about to say Dream is my choice.
Dream, he never shows his face. He has, like, this image where it's, like, him wearing a hoodie. And he's got, like, a big balloon head that he drew a smiley on.
I'm going Dream.
Then I'll go with the Greff. Just because, like,
I don't know any of these other people.
I honestly don't. And that's kind of crazy where it kind of reminds you, like, how big the gaming space is. If these are, like,
people you don't know,
nominated content creators of the year.
The top five nominated.
And you can't even name one.
Yeah, I've never heard of them.
But it again, because we know, like, Dr. Disrespect, Tim the Tap Man. Nick,
I mean,
Merckx.
I know a lot of other streamers, but they're all Apex. So if they're not playing anything else, chances are I don't watch them. That's the problem.
Best action game. Back for Blood, Chivalry 2, Deathloop, Far Cry 6, and Returnal. This is a tough one.
I don't see it being Far Cry.
Really? So I'm between the bottom
three.
I don't see
Back for Blood.
I don't see
Back for
Blood.
I don't know what Chivalry 2 is.
Chivalry 2 is a knight fighter simulator, basically. My older brother plays it. You literally go in with like a giant broadsword, and someone will cut your arm off, and you'll be... It's like a death match, but in medieval times. And it's got like janky physics, but people love it because it's ridiculous.
I feel like my choice has got to be between Deathloop and Returnal. And I don't think I voted for Deathloop, so I'm going Deathloop.
Deathloop. I think I want to go Returnal because I haven't said Returnal yet.
I feel like you already did, but that's cool.
Returnal. All right. Best action adventure game. Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, Metroid Dread, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, Resident Evil Village, and Psychonauts 2. One of these games is not like the other, all right? And that's Psychonauts 2.
Yeah, I don't even.
This is another tough. Let me get what
they already voted on, like four of these. Like,
well, this year sucks too because I feel like these like same five games.
Why is Ratchet and Clank and Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy in it again, and Psychonauts 2 and Metroid Dread? I mean, we haven't seen Metroid Dread in like six categories, but still,
there's a lot of them that
and
are
just for that. I'm going Metroid Dread.
Let me
just because I haven't clicked it on anything, and I feel like there's not many left.
All right, so it's for the best action-adventure game combining combat with transversal and puzzle-solving. Honestly, because of puzzle-solving, that's a pretty damn good pick. The Metroid Dread.
I'm going Metroid Dread.
I'm going to go Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart.
I could see it being that.
Best role-playing game. Cyberpunk 2077, Monster Hunter Rise, Scarlet Nexus, Shin Megami Tensei V, and Tales of Arise. I want to cross Cyberpunk 2077 off the list immediately.
I know the top four. I don't know what Tales of Arise.
Tales of Arise is my pick. It is so damn gorgeous.
I'm
looking
going
up a game.
Scarlet Nexus.
Scarlet Nexus is another good
looking
game.
That looked really beautiful
so
when I saw the trailer.
They look almost exactly the same, the games. But Tales of Arise is more fantasy, medieval looking.
Yeah. I mean, Scarlet Nexus is like anime type, but
it's still, it looks beautiful.
Tales of Arise was the game that got the Sword Art Online crossover, which was like so weird. And it also, the crossover looked way better than any actual Sword Art Online game.
I think I got that category in the bag.
No, because it's probably going to be Shin Megami Tensei V, and we're going to go fuck ourselves.
I could see it being that too, honestly, though. Those are the bottom three, I would assume.
Shin Megami Tensei V, I think, is one of the top-rated games of the year right now.
It's popular. I've heard of it. I've definitely heard it being played.
I got it. In the steel book.
Haven't played it.
haven't touched it. Well, so I didn't buy it, and then I was listening, and someone was telling me, like, oh, they print like such a low amount of them physically.
Yeah.
So like after like a little bit, they sell for so much money. So I ran out immediately and grabbed it. Like, and I bought. They had like the Shin Megami Tensei 3 remake that came out this year. That's the one that has Dante in it.
Yeah.
If you go on eBay, it's going for like $100 now.
Jesus.
Which doesn't make any sense because it just came out a few months ago.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I hate this category the most. Most anticipated game. Elden Ring. God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, the sequel to Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, or Starfield.
This is tough.
That's a stacked list.
This is really tough. I see it being the top four, if anything.
Dude, Starfield is
I know,
huge.
I know, but I think these other ones seem huger.
I think I'm counting out Legend of Zelda immediately just because we don't have too much about it and there's no like confirmation that it
How
comes out next
year.
How
could you cut out the game that you live and die by?
I know.
You're not a true fan,
it's
obviously.
It's the least we know about out of
that. You have 99 amiibos, and you're not picking Legend of Zelda.
I think I'm taking Elden Ring.
Are you a true fan?
Not true enough.
I'm going God of War.
You're going God... I... See...
Just because the graphics are always fucking bananas, and the combat... You know everyone loves the combat.
Yes, and again, it's one of the games that we know more about than the other ones.
But Kratos is just looking more and more like a real dude every game, so it's like, you know, how much better can these graphics get?
Well, also, give him a little bit more of a dad bod, you know? He's still way too ripped.
Way too ripped.
I think
if anything, he's more ripped now.
If he had a belly, I promise you, if he had a belly, more chicks would be into him.
You'd see a very high rise of female players.
Mm-hmm. Best fighting game. Demon Slayer, the Hinokami. Thank you, Chronicles. Guilty Gear Strive, Melty Blood Type Lumina, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl, Virtua Fighter 5 Ultimate Showdown. Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl, not a shot. Not a shot.
That was in my top two.
Really?
Well, I've never heard of Melty Blood.
I know Melty Blood.
I don't see Guilty Gear winning.
Really? That's my pick. I'm going Guilty Gear.
I'm
going
to go...
Melty Blood is like huge in the fighting game community.
Have you heard anything about Virtua?
Yeah.
Just because it has the word Ultimate, I thought it sounded cool, but... I'm going to go Demon Slayer just because fuck it.
Again, it's a game that we laugh about, but I've actually heard is good.
From what I heard, it looks dope. The graphics look dope. I've seen someone streaming it.
The only issue I have with it is it's one of those anime fighters, and I don't feel like they ever like the Naruto, what are the Shinobi Strikers?
One? The Ultimate Ninja Storm?
But all of them. You know that series?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they don't get enough credit for how
Ninja
good they
Storm
actually are.
Fun as hell, though.
But in, like, the actual...
They don't get any love in the real fighting community.
Exactly.
Still, that was still a fun game.
There's a reason why they're so popular. There's a reason why we used to get Budokai Tenkaichi 7, 9 every
year.
I went
back and played those, like, 2 years ago. Oh, my God, they were so bad.
But we thought they were great,
didn't we?
Oh,
my, back then, yeah, it was... But compared to the
like fighters and all that,
not even fighters. What's the other one for the everyone?
Xenoverse.
Like, not even fucking comparable.
And you know what? And the other ones too. Those characters are so broken. Like, if you're using Super Saiyan 4 Goku, Krillin doesn't have a shot.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but in this, in Xenoverse, everyone, I feel like, almost. Yeah. Because
Deb was... they try to balance it.
Deb was getting nasty with freaking Videl. Like, disgustingly gross with her. And I'm like, yo, like, why is she bodying, like, Super Saiyan Blue Goku? Like, freaking Pan, too. Like, disgusting. He was nasty with Videl for, like, a good 3-week stretch.
Well, again, they figured out that you should balance the characters so it makes it worth playing.
None of those games even compare to that, like, that type of game.
Yeah,
like, Xenoverse. And even that doesn't get any love in the fighting community.
No, it doesn't.
It's not even considered, like, a real fighting game, which is crazy to me, but whatever. If it's not Street Fighter, it ain't real. But I understand, because Street Fighter's an easier game, I feel like, to run a tournament style.
Yeah, and it's...
it's more skill.
Yeah.
It's a lot more placement, technique, and patience.
I'm not just gonna use Freeza,
you're just gonna fucking
death ball.
Exactly. That's where I can see why it's not supported.
Best family game. Read these off. I'm gonna get the actual description of this. So we
got It Takes Two, Mario Party Superstars, New Pokemon Snap, obviously not, Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury, and WarioWare Get It Together. I feel like my two choices are between Mario Party Superstars and Super Mario 3.
So it's for the best game appropriate for family play. Now, also, It Takes Two is about a couple that's going through a divorce.
Not cool.
So
I don't want to play that.
Yeah, that's not the one I'm picking.
I'm going Mario Party Superstars just because Mario Party is fucking great, no matter what age you are.
Honestly, I think that's like such a give me. This is like such
it's
a
either
give
that
me.
Or Super Mario 3D World, but I feel like you would play Mario Party with more people than you would play with Mario 3.
3D World is the 4-player one that me, you, and TA used to play.
No, I know, but I feel like Mario Party it's quicker.
Yes.
And you get to play those mini games and stuff. I feel like it's more inviting for a family.
I agree too, but I'm gonna
Super Mario is like more of like a co-op thing you play with your buddy.
I'm gonna have to go Super Mario 3D World.
Like, who wants to play Mario Party with just two people though, you know what I mean? You can play Super 3D World with just you and me, but like, who wants to play Mario Party with? No one wants to play against two computers. You want to get your whole squad.
Unless you're ripping into those computers, then it's kind of fun.
Well, sometimes the computers get nasty if you put them on the highest difficulty.
Bro. I watched a video where, so
we did that once before. Where it was like me, Spen, D. We had one computer. He ended up winning the whole thing.
Dude, I watched a video on the new, so the new one that just came out that you just picked. That it was three people playing against one computer. The computer had one of those dice where you get to custom pick.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It did a one. Because it was in front of the spot where a star would be, but there was no star there. So it stayed there, and then on the next turn, the guy hit the star, so it regenerated right in front of him. It's like the computer
knows
knew.
Exactly.
And it was
when the computer wins, it's just like, what the fuck? You just wasted an entire 16-turn game. You put it to the highest turns, you get a long-ass game, and the computer wins.
It's like, what the fuck? Let's see. Best sim/strategy game. Age of Empires 4. Evil Geniuses 2, World Domination, Humankind, Inscription, and Microsoft Flight Simulator.
I feel like Microsoft Flight Simulator won last year.
Right? Like, I
hate So, them. I don't see why it would win again. I'm going with...
I think because technically it released on consoles this year.
Fuck that.
I know.
That's stupid. I'm going Evil Genius 2, because who doesn't love World Domination? Let's get it.
I am going to go Age of Empire 4, because other than Microsoft Flight Simulator, it's the only one I know.
Yeah, and I don't even know what Evil Genius 2 is, and I normally would go Microsoft Flight Simulator, but I feel like it won last year, so I don't want to do it again.
This is another category I hate big time. This is best sports/racing game. I hate that they put the sports and racing games together.
I already know my answer, but...
F1 2021.
Hot Wheels Unleashed.
FIFA 2022. Hot Wheels Unleashed. Forza Horizon 5. And Riders Republic.
I think we already know what it's between.
I'm going Forza Horizon 5 before you can say it.
I'm going Riders Republic.
Ooh.
Just because it's the only other game I heard that's been popping off like that.
So Hot Wheels Unleashed reviewed well.
Yeah.
But again, like,
just the name of it makes you laugh.
Yeah. It's like when you hear it.
I mean, I still got my box.
Mm-hmm.
In my trunk of all my fucking Hot Wheels. So, like, I still shout out.
Oh, yeah,
Hot
shout
Wheels,
out. Shout out.
I ain't gonna pick it.
No, and F1 2021, I think, is a racing game, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
It's like Formula. Yeah, F1.
But
Formula
I don't see F1 beating Forza.
No, and it's like.
And FIFA? Come on.
Yeah, it's. Stop again, it. It's get like. I'm so of sick of, like, oh, I'd NBA 2K, man.
Well, I was gonna say, though, if you're gonna choose between one of the sports. I Surprisingly or not, though, FIFA always gets a lot of love. Apparently, a lot of people love the soccer game.
Internationally,
but too. But I don't see... I feel like more people would vote for Madden or something like that.
Internationally, though. Internationally, think about
not
it.
A shot.
Yes.
In America, you know most of the votes, I feel like...
But this is international.
Well... I mean, either way, I don't see it beating Forza or Riders Republic, but yeah, way, yeah, I'm going Riders Republic.
Why'd you get beat FIFA?
Just to, yeah, just to shit on us.
Best esports game: Call of Duty, CS:GO, Dota 2, League of Legends, or Valorant. This is tough.
If it was 4 years ago, I'd say Counter Strike, but I'm gonna go Valorant.
See, that's almost what I want.
Because a lot of people still play it.
So I'm between Valorant and League of Legends right now. They just
League
say,
of Legends is a great pick.
They just say Call of Duty though, so like what that has.
I don't think it's winning.
Dota is always just massive, regardless.
I think League of Legends is a good pick for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go League of Legends. All right, so here are two of them that I think we might want to skip because no shot you could tell me who any of these people are.
I'm definitely
or what
down
they play.
To skip both of those. I'm down to skip all three of these.
Best esports athlete, best esports team, and best esports. Coach, yeah.
I'm down to skip all three of those.
In fact, best esports event. I'm
I
out.
Say we just vote on it for fuck it.
We'll do just the event. How's that?
I'm down to just... And I'm going to go...
You know what? Let's do a fuck it guess like you said in case we tie. These will be the tiebreakers. If not, we don't count these at all. How's all right. that?
Yep. Let's do it.
All right. So best esports athlete, Collapse, Simple, Showmaker, Tens, and Simp. Obvious. I'm going Simp.
Fuck!
I like the name.
All right, fuck it. I'm going Simple.
Watch it be the same guy.
Simple Simp.
Best esports team. Atlanta FaZe, Call of Duty. DWG, Kia, League of Legends. Nautis, Vincere. Counter-Strike, Global Offense. Sentinels, Valorant. Team Spirit, Dota. I'm going Sentinels.
Fuck. All right, Atlanta FaZe.
FaZe, people love FaZe.
Well, that's why I'm going FaZe. I was going to go Sentinels.
I only went Sentinels because they're Valorant.
You're a piece of crap.
And then best esports coach.
James Crowder. Crowder.
I'm just going to go Silent, Eng, Blade, Crowder, and Koma.
I'm going Blade.
You're going Blade. I'm going James
vampire.
Crowder. Crowder.
I'm a
all
vampire,
right?
Vampire killer. James Crowder. Crowder.
All right, so here are our picks. And then best esports event, 2021 League of Legends World Championships, the International 2021, PGL Major Stockholm 2021, PUBG Mobile Global Championship 2020, and Valorant Champions Tour Stage 2 Masters.
2021 League of Legends World Champ.
Damn. All right, that's what I wanted. All right, I'll go Valorant Champions Tour Stage 2 Masters. I think it might... go to PUBG.
I was really going to say it could be PUBG because there was another tournament, I think, this weekend of PUBG. So
well,
that's why I
people don't realize how big PUBG Mobile is.
Well,
PUBG
yeah, no.
Mobile itself is a
but
whole
PUBG
other
really
monster.
Almost like started off that whole segment of Battle Royale. So
it
I could
did,
still I could
pioneer.
Still see it winning just because and I there was a tournament I think this weekend. So I could still see it being back in the mix.
All right, so we got to go back to the top. Top is Game of the Year.
Here we go.
Game of the Year.
The most important vote.
Deathloop, It Takes Two, Metroid Dread, Psychonauts 2, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, Resident Evil Village.
I hate these choices.
Honestly, but again, what would you put there instead of them?
Nothing, but I'm just going to beat you to the punch, Resident Evil Village. Go fuck yourself.
That is 100% what I wanted.
I just don't, none of these games are Game of the Year. Yeah.
That's the here's the thing. I don't say it like they're not Game of the Year as in I think they're bad. I think they're good games. I think the problem is they're all just good games.
I don't give a shit if Pokemon Brilliant Diamond just came out. I'd vote for that. If that was on the list, I'd vote for it.
No, I 100% wouldn't vote for that.
You shut your mouth. Over these games?
The other issue I have is I love Metroid Dread. I think Metroid Dread is incredible.
Obviously, it's not going to win
a game. It's not a Game of the Year contender. I'm sorry.
I don't think Deathloop is just because we've been waiting for it for 3 years. I just don't see it.
I honestly think that's what I have to go.
Psychonauts, I don't even know.
I think it's between
It Takes Two.
I'm going It Takes Two.
Don't do that.
I have
with
to.
A name like that. How could you win Game of the Year?
I'm
honestly
going
think
It Takes Two.
If I were you, I would have went Ratchet or Clank or Deathloop. I don't see Deathloop. I'd go Ratchet or Clank if I didn't have Resident Evil.
The problem is I hear so many people complain that Ratchet and Clank is only like a 6-hour game. And then Deathloop.
Well, maybe if you're 35 years old and you're playing it, it feels that easy because you're playing a freaking kids game. When we were we were 8 years old, Ratchet and Clank probably lasted 2 weeks.
Because we were running into walls. Because
we sucked and getting killed by little bosses. Like, if you're 35, obviously that game takes 6 hours. That's all I'm saying. If you're one of those a-holes that likes to do speed runs, obviously it's going to be done in 5 hours.
Now, usually I like to ask if you have any predictions because he claims there'll be 40 games showcased here. Do you think we see anything... Like, I always say we'll see a new Smash Bros. Character.
No, obviously but there's, not now. Yeah.
Right. Let me ask you this. We have the Super Mario movie. Do you think we get our first trailer?
It's possible.
Right?
Maybe a little teaser cover or something.
Something. Maybe artwork. We finally see Chris Pratt voice Mario here.
I don't even know how that's going to go.
The Last of Us part... just the Last of Us series,
don't,
you know...
Yeah, don't even talk about that.
Well, you know they have the show coming out. They finished filming. Maybe we get a teaser trailer.
Not interested.
I would say we'd get a Halo teaser trailer, but we already just got one.
Just got it, yeah.
I'm trying to think of, like, all movie-related things that they're doing. We know they're working on another Mortal Kombat, right?
Yep.
Maybe they I'm trying to think of like gaming shows / movies they're working on. We'll definitely see an Uncharted film trailer again.
Yeah,
not that big of a surprise. We know it's coming. I don't know. That's where it's like, do we see Kojima's next thing here? Kojima and Jeff Keighley are like best friends. We haven't seen anything since Death Stranded. I'm trying to think of like what makes sense, because like what is Nintendo gonna show off that's big? That we don't really know about
Breath
yet.
Of the Wild.
Maybe, it's honestly,
be something, right?
Because 1 year they actually showed the DLC and then dropped it at the show too.
Yeah, I feel like it's got to be something. We haven't heard anything about that in a while. You just said there
since E3.
You said there wasn't enough info on it to make it one of your guesses. So.
Well, because if they gave us a release date, that would be crazy.
Even just that, yeah. Maybe they give you a little trailer.
Yeah.
Maybe a little.
Because we got the E3 trailer, right?
Yeah.
But what if they give us an actual little bit teaser and then the actual date?
The date, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure they'll do a teaser with the date at the end like that, and then that'll be enough.
You would think, right, for a game that comes out next fucking year?
When next supposedly? Year, though, is the question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it winter next year or is it
oh, yeah,
spring
like
next
all
year?
All of a sudden, so. It's December.
If it's December, then it doesn't even fucking matter.
That's why this year is going to be...
I don't know, though. All I know is I'm going to be eating good after this event.
Does Chris Pratt show up?
Like, in person?
Yes.
He has to now. He's Mario.
Well, so they had, like, Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez show. Like, they have actual celebrities because they try to make it, like, a... I'm trying to think of, like, who the celebrity is this year that they get to kind of do...
I can see it being Chris Pratt.
What if it's Seth Rogen? He's DK. And DK is supposedly getting his own movie.
That would be good. That'd be funny. He's funny.
Right? Like, that'd I'm trying to think.
That's a good name.
And people would care.
Chris
like
Pratt,
Chris Pratt
too. They, Chris Pratt.
People either love him or hate him.
I feel like you gotta love him.
Yeah, that's. I think it's just a.
But I heard. I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I don't know about that. I heard there's some controversy around some comments he's made before.
Yes,
and 100%. He's not the most well liked. I don't know, but.
But he's also one of those guys that are everywhere, so everyone's sick of him now.
I wouldn't say I'm sick of him.
I'm trying.
Is he everywhere though? Like,
think about it. He's in Marvel. Yeah. He's now Super Mario. He's done a ton of animated
films.
Well,
it's not like we've seen one of his movies in a grip from Marvel, so we can't really say that.
Jurassic Park?
I mean, not like he was bad in it.
Again, it doesn't mean he's bad. It just means he's everywhere.
I don't see that being a bad thing. Sometimes you like seeing an actor in multiple things.
You
want that. If you like the actor, no? Why wouldn't you want to see him in multiple things?
I don't have an issue with the guy. Andy's Garfield now.
Oh, yeah, Garfield too, yeah. That's true.
He's everywhere.
Hey, good for the guy, huh?
Yeah, good for him.
Good for the guy.
Let's see. Next news story. We'll come back to it again early December because it's December 9th. We'll see who wins. Right now, I'm undefeated. Nope.
I'll be enjoying dinner, my friend.
Yeah. All right. So next news story. Rockstar apologizes for busted GTA trilogy, offers free game to owners. This is by Zach Zween on Kotaku.com. Rockstar Games has released a statement where the publisher apologizes for the various technical and visual issues players have documented in recently released Grand Theft Auto, the Trilogy Definitive Edition. More importantly, Rockstar is promising updates to fix these issues. The publisher also announced that it will be bringing back the previously delisted classic versions of GTA Trilogy on PC via its own Rockstar store, and owners of the remastered games will get these returning classic GTA titles for free. See, that was the weird thing to me. When they brought back these Definitive Editions, for some reason they removed the original versions from the internet so you couldn't buy them.
What's wrong with that?
Why wouldn't you just leave him up? So if you wanted to play the original instead,
why would you want to play a less better version?
Doesn't sound like it's less better when these all shit the bed, no? I think they
knew. You know, it's funny because I saw the like the side-by-side comparison on Facebook and someone was like, yo, I thought they said they were doing the graphics and someone was like, this is it. And
yeah.
Like, oh. Like, well, you couldn't even tell that it was redone.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't expect, you know, leaps of bounds. Yeah, I don't know. Graphics.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, what do people expect? Obviously, it's just going to be like your face is going to be a little bit less pixeled.
Right.
Like, I don't know what they're expecting. Like, it's not going to change the whole fucking outcome of the game.
Exactly.
Like, it's not going to look like GTA 5 just because they're redoing the HD graphics.
Yes.
It's going to look like Kingdom Hearts Remastered.
Yes.
It's still going to look shitty. It's just going to be a little bit crispier.
Yes.
It's nothing crazy. You're just not going to. You'll see his actual facial features instead of seeing a fucking block of pixel.
Well, so because of that, they've had a lot of. Like, some of the characters load in. And their head is this big, and their shoulders are like this.
This is going to be a lot of glitchy shit.
Yeah, or their arms are upside down. Like you should see some of the imagery. They're really bad.
I just from what I saw a week ago or two, I didn't seem like people were very impressed.
No, they were really bad.
And I don't blame them.
The remastered GTA trilogy launched on November 11th, and shortly after, social media was filled with complaints from players who discovered missing fog, broken rain, ugly character models, new and old glitches, and more. The games are also prone to crashing on Switch. Players have reported poor performances and stability. So not only on Switch, I feel people complaining that their PS5 was crashing because of this.
I'll just go back PS5. I'll just go dust off the old PS1 and go get GTA 3 right now.
Grand Theft Auto series and the games that make up this iconic trilogy are special to us, as we know they are to fans around the world, explained Rockstar in its statement. The updated versions of these classic games did not launch in a state that meets our own standards of quality or standards our fans have come to expect. Which is such a weird thing to admit.
It's easy to say that they didn't meet your standards of quality once people complain about them.
Right.
So, like...
And why... If they didn't...
Was that your standard of quality before you dropped it? Because if it was, why'd you drop it?
That's my point.
You
like,
can't wait for the feedback and then be like, hey... You know, it didn't really... We didn't want it to look like that, but we had to rush it for you guys, so it's your fault... But, you know, we'll make it better. It's like, come on.
Well, my thing is, if it didn't meet
hindsight's
your standards...
Hindsight's 2020, my dude.
If it didn't meet your own standards, why did you release
it? That's like a chef putting out bad food. The customer complains, and he's like, it didn't meet my standards. But so why'd you send it out?
That's
just like
point.
Gordon Ramsay says, why did you send that out there?
Thank you.
So
Gordon Ramsay would not be happy about this.
That's just all their fault. I hope this game doesn't sell at all.
We have ongoing plans to address the technical issues and to improve each game going forward.
I bet you do.
With each,
why would you even have these plans?
Right.
If you just had planned on doing it right the first time.
Well, my
that's like Cyberpunk. It's like Cyberpunk all over again. Mm-hmm. Why drop the game in the shit condition if no one else could fucking play it?
Well,
and then come out with all these apologies and all these friggin' updates to fix it.
When did they officially announce this game? Remember? Only like a month
ago? Yeah, like
a
month
ago.
Yeah. Not too long ago.
If you never announced it,
they dropped that little friggin' show of what it was gonna look like way too quick.
Yep.
And like they didn't even give any room for.
And we're not getting GTA 6 for a while. It's not like you needed this to release now because GTA 6 is gonna blow this out of the water.
The gap between GTA 5 and GTA 6 is gonna be as big as Kingdom Hearts 2 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's all right. I can already guarantee it. Like how long has GTA 5 came out? What, like 8 years ago?
2013 or 2014, right?
So, yeah, like 8 years ago, and I don't see GTA 6 coming out in the next 3 years.
Didn't
so it's going to be like a decade.
Yeah. Didn't they already say they're like 3 or 4 years away from GTA 6?
It's going to be like a straight 10 years until you get GTA 6.
To seemingly make up for the botched launch and buggy games, Rockstar announced that it is bringing back the classic versions of GTA 3, Vice City, and San Andreas via its own Rockstar games. See, this is what I think they removed the original versions. So no one would play these, say they suck, and just go buy the other ones. Because they're charging these at a more premium price.
Well, now they removed it and brought it back.
They had to bring it back after people complained, and you ended up with people falling through the ground. According to the publisher, these classic games will return in a bundle soon, and anyone who owns the new remastered trilogy on PC via Rockstar's game will receive these classic games for free automatically. This deal will go on until June 2022. Back in October, Rockstar pulled the original version of these popular GTA games from the digital storefronts with little warning. It should be noted that the new versions of the game were built using Unreal Engine, were developed by Grove Street Games, and not Rockstar. In a statement, Rockstar asked its fans to stop harassing the devs behind these new remasters. That's kind of a weird thing, though.
Stop harassing. Yeah.
Not asking fans. It's weird to like harass them. In its statement, Rockstar also said a new update for the trilogy is coming soon that will address a number of issues players have with the remastered collection. I think we're going to have to get used to games coming out and then having a roadmap of just fixing their own shit. Just like with Cyberpunk, you're saying.
It's getting ridiculous at this point. I'd rather just wait the 6 fucking months now and just delay it like everything else.
Everything else. Just delay it with everything else.
I feel like as a company, you're going to take less backlash than dropping a shit game or performance and then having everyone just rail you for it.
Well, you know what they wanted? They wanted the Black Friday and Christmas sales for this game.
Sometimes you got to eat it. Yeah. Sometimes you don't get that freaking deal.
Especially if you're a company as big as Rockstar.
Well, that's what I mean. Sometimes you don't get that fucking discount. Sometimes you don't make those holidays, but you still don't deliver trash.
Right.
That and everyone's going to bomb you for.
It is showing that games just sell well regardless of what time of the year it is, you know? As long as it's a quality game that people want.
It's definitely more about the quality than the time of when it drops, I feel like. Well, I'll pay the extra $20 and not get my Black Friday discount to have a real fucking game drop.
January through March used to be barren for game releases, like before.
Yeah.
Now people drop games like in those months, and they still sell extremely fine.
I don't see why they wouldn't sell. You're in the middle of the winter. You're inside more. Mm-hmm. Those are December or
shout out to East Coast.
I'd say November. Shout out to us. November to
shout out to Rhode Island, not an island.
November to February is your best time. I feel like that's when people are inside spending the most time playing games.
Yeah. Or even in January, right? And you have all that Christmas money.
I feel like
those
summer times are the worst times. Oh, 100%. Who the fuck's inside? I mean, obviously, if you want to. Well, it's tough because then you got your AC,
that's the fresh air there is.
I'd rather be chilling in the AC playing than cold, and I get that.
Let's see, next news story, WB's Multiversus officially announced, features Batman, Arya Stark, and more. This is by Matt Perslow on IGN.com.
Oh, yeah.
Warner Bros. Has officially announced Multiversus, a Super Smash Bros.-like fighter developed by Player First Games that brings together characters from shows like Scooby-Doo, Adventure Time, Looney Tunes, and even Game of Thrones. It is set to release in 2022 for consoles, PC, and will be free to play. So this is going to be the first free to play Smash Bros. Like,
that's all me, baby. Free to play, that's my name.
Oh, actually, Brawlhalla is free to play.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be on this scale, though. This could way obviously, more known characters.
Multiversus will support 1v1, 2v2, and 4-player free for all matches.
Can't wait to kick your ass.
It's funny because in their little like announcement video, I guess like the main game mode on this is 2v2.
Oh, you and me versus TA.
Oh, take on the world, baby. Oh, are you kidding me?
We're going to play some 2v2 online.
Do you remember when we played Smash Bros. 2v2 online? Like, we were hopping in.
I think we could wreck in this game, though.
Without seeing anything? Yes, 100%.
Ultra Instinct Shaggy and LeBron?
Isn't it wild they actually made Ultra Instinct Shaggy?
That's what everyone's been wanting, dude. Yeah. That's what everyone wants.
Themed around characters available in the game, including the Batcave and Jake Finn's Tree Fort. Incomplete roster has already been revealed with more to be announced, and each one will be voiced by their original acting talent. So far, the characters include... This is the craziest thing to me. Their voice talent is so high quality for a free-to-play game. Kevin Conroy is Batman? Like, I can't believe they're actually going with that. Again, like you said, Matthew Lillard is going to be Shaggy.
I saw that. I was pumped.
Maeze Williams. Is that the name of the girl who plays Arya Stark?
That is her, yep.
So Maisie there she Williams, is.
Yep. I feel like Tara Strong is the one that plays Harley Quinn in that little animated show with
little new one on HBO Max.
Penny from Tara Strong is the actual voice actor from the Batman.
Oh, really?
Like, Tara Strong is Ash Ketchum.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? What? Tara Strong is a huge voice actress.
Yeah,
way too big that she ignored me when I asked her if she would do the podcast opening.
She ignored you?
Hold on. Let me just read you what Tara Strong does. Because
Tom and Jerry, let's go.
Tara Strong is so many fucking people.
This game's going to be funny as hell, dude.
Read the whole list of...
Of people or just the superheroes?
Yeah, all the people.
Like the actors?
Yep. No. Just the actual people. Playable characters.
So we got Batman.
Yep.
Superman. Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Harley Quinn. Shaggy. Bugs Bunny.
Arya Stark. Jake the Dog. Finn the Human, Steven Universe, Garnett,
Tom and Jerry, and Rhine Dog.
Rhine Dog is a brand new character.
Yeah, original character for the multiverse.
I don't know if I like that. I think I'm also wrong about... I swear Tara Strong is Ash Ketchum. I know she's someone big in Pokemon.
Oh, so you're just making shit up.
I'm just making shit up. No, Veronica Taylor is...
Now you're just...
I'm making things up.
Now you're just making shit up. It's not cool.
Well, Tara Strong is so many goddamn people.
Well, obviously you don't know who she is, so.
Fairly Odd. She's Timmy Turner.
Timmy Turner. Oh, she's voiced a lot of things for Mortal Kombat.
Yep.
Jack and Dexter, Batman Arkham.
Yep. She's Batgirl and Barbara Gordon. She's Raven. I think
Barbara Gordon is Batgirl.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Metal Gear Solid. Oh, she's in a bunch of Metal Gear.
That's films. She's like every. She's like
X2, Kingdom Hearts 2.
What the hell is his name from SpongeBob? What's she in Kingdom Tom
Hearts?
Kenny.
What's she in Kingdom Hearts 2 though?
John DiMaggio. All right, so each character has a unique ability set that has been designed to pair dynamically with other characters. Customization comes via perk loadouts, allowing for some gameplay variety. There are naturally also skins for each character, allow for some visual expression as well as emotes. So here, this is where we get the free-to-play kind of bullshit into this game.
Yeah, there we go. That's all right. I'll fucking spend my money.
As a free-to-play game, Multiverses will be supported in-game purchases. Warner Brothers Games has not yet revealed what those purchases will be, but with a season-based format that will be content-filled. It seems sensible to expect cosmetics at the very least. The trailer also shows what appears to be a battle pass system seen in the menu on the character details pages. Multiverses will support cross-play and cross-progression across all of its supported platforms, Xbox Series X/S, Xbox One, PS5, PS4, and PC via Steam. Dedicated server-based rollback netcode will support, and that's huge for our fighting games. Rollback netcode will support the online gameplay for the life of the game. To help reduce lag and disconnects, guilds and other social features will allow you to challenge other groups and climb leaderboards.
I feel like this shit could pop off.
I think so.
I think it has a shot.
It depends on... Because right now,
it depends though, on how it comes. If it's all janky and kind of crappy looking, I don't think it has a shot. But they have a great character list.
The starting one.
That's going to be a big
And they can grab. Still pull for some... Because Warner Bros. Owns... like we, so much. We haven't gotten Mortal Kombat yet. That could easily be in it.
Well, they only got one person from Game of Thrones. They could easily add in multiples. More.
Harry Potter could get... They own Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. The potential is retarded.
Yeah, they, and even like... like, so they must have something with, because I don't know if Adventure Time is still Cartoon Network or what. I mean, or if Warner Bros.
Adventure Time on here, right here.
But that's what I'm saying. So is that technically they own all of Cartoon Network? Like, that's where
if
I get a
little... If they own all of Cartoon Network, I mean, they can fucking... Cody Kid Next Door.
Yes, that's
you
what
I...
You
could add so no many... My... They could, if they plan on doing it season by season like that, they could be filling this roster up with, like, 160 people in, like, a year.
Well, that's why Warner Bros.
They have so many good characters. They could grab five people from each thing they have right there and still... They could make this list even triple.
So, yeah, they own Cartoon Network franchises.
Stop it.
Yep. Yeah, so, like you said, Courage the Cowardly Dog, codename Kids Next Door, Johnny Bravo, The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
Oh, my God.
Ed, and Eddie.
Ed, and Eddie.
The Powerpuff Girls.
Throwing jawbreakers at people. Come on, they have so
much. What's
the
name of that farmer kid, Ralph?
Ralph.
Yeah, that guy is
you
nuts.
You son of a shepherd.
Yes.
Yeah, no, they'll definitely throw him in. Throw in Johnny, too, at Plank. Yep. Fuck it. Just whack you up with Plank.
Adult Swim.
Oh, they got friggin' Aqua Teen Hunger Force. You'll see the friggin' stupid.
Did they say, what the hell's his name? The Samurai.
Jack the Samurai. Is that
what the hell is his name?
Samurai Jack.
We're close enough.
Dude, the potential. I feel like the potential for a lineup is
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. It's all going to depend about how it plays. If it's just like Smash, and it's smooth like that, I see this thing being a competitor with Smash.
So here was the issue with again, because now we're finally seeing like Smash Bros. Clones.
Yeah.
Like before, there was nothing.
Yeah, there
really
was nothing that was in that same category.
They had like that fake Sony one that tried, but it didn't go far enough. And at that
just
point,
like just like Brawlhalla, I feel like it has the potential, but I feel like the cast is what I mean, friggin'. Smash Bros. Has a crazy cast of characters. Yeah. This seems like it's going to have a crazy cast. But, like, Brawlhalla, it's all, like, made up, like, little characters they made for the game.
And then they have, like, every now and then, like, a crossover. Like, we just have the Street Fighter characters coming in. They have Rayman Legends.
I just feel like, I really feel like the characters is what bring these type of games in.
And if they're using, like, real voice actors, I feel like they care, too.
People were doing streams about Sora being added to the game. Like, if people care that much about who's
just
getting
one
guy getting added, I mean, you gotta tell that I think the characters are what brings...
And you're going to have season passes of
that.
Then.
That's what I mean. The fact that they're trying to do it like that,
and you know,
content-filled battle pass system, this thing could be legit.
If it cares about the online like functionality, which Smash doesn't. Like Smash Online is kind of trash.
But everyone still plays it apparently, and they play it really well. So if they do care about online, it'll make it even bigger.
You can see
a lot of tournaments for this if it actually seems competitive and shit.
And if it has, like, again, Smash Online does not have a way for you to set up an online tournament, like, in a cohesive way. Like, imagine if you could set up a 64-person online tournament with your friends. God. Like, streamers would probably do it all the time.
We don't have 64 friends. The five of us, yay!
Don't be crazy.
All right, and then next news story of the week. Final Street Fighter V Fall update will look at Luke. This is by Jenny Latta. On
this game's still going.
Yes, Jesus. That's why I added it, because it's still it's an end of an era for Street Fighter V.
I know the Emerald Brothers are probably waiting for this to end.
Well, I added it. All right, ready? So it's an end of era Street Fighter V. Capcom announced it'll be holding its last digital update for the game on November 23rd, 2021. People can tune in for the final Street Fighter V Fall update. So far, it seems like the focus will be on one new element. The latest stream will be dedicated to Street Fighter V Luke DLC. Here's Capcom's official announcement. The company also confirmed it is accepting co-streamer applications for the final Street Fighter V Fall update. Capcom announced the SFX Street Fighter V Luke DLC pack in August 2021. He is an entirely new character. He's expected to launch alongside special costumes and colors for him in November 2021. So this month. Luke is the only new character originally in Season Pass 5. The pass also included Akira, Dan, Oro, and Rose DLC fighters. Those people who got the premium version of the pass would also get 11.
Yay.
Street Fighter V is available for PS4 and PC. The final update will be held at 3 p.m. on November 23, 2021. All character pack will appear in December 2021.
It's like you said, Street Fighter 6 at this point.
When do you think Street Fighter 6 gets announced? Like, it's not even...
I haven't heard any news about it at all. Well, about it even coming out, anything about it.
Street Fighter V released February 16th, 2016.
It's time to move on.
Well, and if
I think that's why it came out this year again, is like the 5-year anniversary thing or whatever they did. And it's like, dude.
And again, Street Fighter is such a massive brand. Like,
the sad part is whenever we do the Columbus Cup tournaments, we play Third Strike. We don't even play the most recent game. Last year, we finally did we did something different where we did Third Strike, or you had the option of choosing Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
Still not even Street Fighter 5. I feel like that's their least favorite.
What's the issue with Street Fighter 5? Is it just not...
I don't know. I just feel like the Emerald Bros didn't like it, so we just didn't play it.
Oh, all right.
Obviously, so Third Strike is definitely better.
Sounds like they're just a piece of shit, and they run that shit like a dictator.
Shout out TA.
I know he's been listening.
Other TA.
Shout out TA Squared. I know he's been listening, so shout out.
No, I don't... I don't
just give us Street Fighter 6 at this point. Let's get something new.
And stop making it PlayStation exclusive.
Yeah, I know. That's stupid.
You're limiting how many people can actually
play
this.
It's not even out on PS5. It's
You're right. It's only PS4.
It's only PS4, so it's like...
PS4 and PC.
And PC, but...
Which, I feel like at this point, it's probably a bigger PC game than it is PS4.
I can't even agree to that. I don't see why it would be more popular on PS4. I mean, on PC than PS4.
Because it's easier to get, no?
Maybe. I mean, how hard is it to get a PS4? PS4 what do you mean? You go to the store, you buy it, $20.
Can you go to a store and buy a PS4 right now?
I have a PS4 in my basement. You go to the digital store and I just buy it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that hard to buy.
I'm just saying, like, to get a PS4 right now, like
not hard. I'll go on Facebook Market. I'll sell mine right. Whoever wants one, I can buy mine right now.
How I'd get a PS5 now.
I saw someone on my Facebook selling a PS4 for $700 the other day. I was like, are you fucking
crazy?
Granted, it did come with like 20 games, but still, then they price cut it to $5. And it still hasn't sold.
I still think $500 is an outrageous ass.
That's what I said. I said, I'd be lucky to get $200.
I found this store. It's called Bowser's Basement. So I went to it. And they sell like all used games. And they have like older systems and everything.
I'm not going to lie. If someone told me to go to Bowser's Basement, I don't think I'm going. Well, that sounds pretty fucking
stupid. It's not an actual
basement.
I don't
care what you tell me.
It's like a normal story. Like, you can see.
If you just said, yo, Dill, go check out Bowser's Basement, I'd be like, I don't think so.
Guess how much a 3DS goes for at that place.
$150.
Double that.
Three.
This is just a 3DS.
$350.
It was $280.
Oh, my God.
A 3DS XL was $325.
So you told me they had cheap and discount prices.
And then they had, like, limited edition ones. $400 was for the Metroid one. And then they had, like, some ridiculous Fire Emblem one, which I think came with a case and everything. $450.
Like, so cheap and easy prices for everyone.
Dude, it's used games are getting so outrageous.
Well, that was like back in the day where we would go back to GameStop on our, you know, every 5 year thing where we're like, hey, let's go replay Pokemon. We went that one day and like Pokemon Yellow was like $100. And it was like, what the f- I bought this 5 years ago for 60. Why is it 100 now?
No, they used to be 30 and 40.
Yeah, whatever, 40 bucks. Yeah. And then all of a sudden we go back to buy Fire Red, it's 95 bucks. Yeah. It's like, yo. Final Fantasy VII, same thing. You went back to buy it, $150.
$150.
I was like, dude, someone probably bought this in 1997 for like 6 cents.
Shout out to Dev who sold me Pokemon Gold, Heart Gold with the whole package and everything.
Shout out, Dev.
$20. And then like a year later, I traded that in at GameStop.
For like $150.
The guy took it from me. He goes, are you sure you want to trade this in? I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to play it again. He was like, are you sure? He was like, I haven't seen a full box complete with the Pokewalker because I had everything. He was, since it released. He goes, this thing is like gold on eBay. I didn't have an eBay account. I was like 19. I didn't want to fucking deal with it. I was like, yeah. He immediately turned around and bought it. And then when I got in the car, I Googled it like on my phone.
I would be like, oh, if you're so interested, you want to buy it off me instead? I will trade it into the
$220.
He bought that thing for like a cent after you traded
No, I think he had to pay like $70.
No, stop it.
But I got, imagine that how old that game was. I got $34 store credit. Like, yeah. That's how you know, like, that thing is probably
worth
something.
And you only paid $20 for it, so either way you made out.
Yeah.
But you could have made out $200 instead of $15.
Well, then Dev hit me up later and was like, yo, do you still have that? And I was like, that is long gone.
Not a shot, my friend. Not a shot. Yeah, he's a meatball for that.
All right, and then last news story of the week, New Saints Row delayed 6 months to August 2022.
Our favorite word.
Delayed.
Delay.
Volition's new and rebooted Saints Row is now slated for an early release on August 23rd, 2022, a six-month delay for the studio's original plan to release the game in February. Jim Boone, Chief Creative Officer at Volition, announced the delay in a letter to Saints Row fans early Wednesday. Our priority is to create the best Saints Row game yet, and if we released on the original date, it wouldn't be up to the standards we've set ourselves. Shout out to Rockstar, right?
Yep.
And that you're expecting and deserve, Boone wrote. The team just needed more time to do our vision justice. We're doing some fine-tuning, and there won't be much change in the game outside of the overall quality and polish. In all honesty, we underestimated the impact COVID would have on our schedule, although everyone adapted very quickly to working from home arrangement and continued to be incredibly productive. However, due to the size and scope of our new Saints Row, it's become apparent that to create the best game possible, we need to give our team longer to perfect their craft. See, this is what I prefer. Yeah, delay it as long as you need it to.
Just
I don't even care anymore.
Give us the reason.
Yep.
Don't send it out looking crappy and then take it back.
Well, honestly, I wonder how much like the reviews of the trilogy, because these are
similar games. Yeah, yeah, it all affects it. They probably saw that and was like,
I saw a tweet that said, GTA 5 runs better on my PS3 than GTA 3 runs on my PS5.
Oh, I'm sure.
Isn't that wild?
GTA, I don't know if was GTA 5 on PS3?
It started as a PS3 and Xbox 360 game.
GTA 5.
Yep, I had it on my 360.
I feel like we had GTA 4 on that.
You might have had both, but yeah. It was two discs, remember?
Hold on. GTA 5?
Yep, it was two discs. And you would have to download the multiplayer separately.
I feel like GTA 5 came out on PS4.
It did, but it came out after the PS4 came out as well. Think about how many times they re-released GTA 5.
2013, I thought, yeah, so PS4, I think, came out the year after.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I feel like I had it on my PS3 as well, and I don't remember it running bad.
That's why the guy said GTA 5.
If you can say that and with a straight face, you know you got a problem. You know you got problems.
And again...
But you can't say that because those, like... If he's playing GTA 3 on his PS5, like GTA 3 already looked like shit. It never looked good.
It crashes.
Good. I know, but it never looked good in general.
Right.
So how good do you want it to be? Just go play GTA 5 then.
I don't want it to crash.
Well, sometimes beggars can't be choosers, all right? I don't know what to tell you. I can't control the crashing. Yeah. You know?
And
get a better system, dude.
I'm so sick of every time a game gets delayed, someone says, oh, they're trying to avoid the Cyberpunk 2077 fiasco. It's like... Any game that's getting delayed just doesn't want
to
be...
Who is it trying to avoid that dilemma? Right. Like, no even one wants to be under that spotlight.
Even if that never happened, that's what they're delaying it for anyways. Is so that
when they got to refund every single user on PS4 that bought it in the digital store, I mean, who wants to be in that position?
I've never heard of a game getting pulled from the PS4 digital store.
Who wants to be in that position? Right. And then having to refund every single person that bought it. Who wants to do that?
And honestly, they're kind of in a similar situation.
Who isn't scared of that?
Because now they're like, hey, we're going to give you the old versions for for free, so you can at least play them for the time being.
Until
you
know, we like, fix this.
It's such a weird...
Yeah, that's weird. At that point, just stop trying to do the remake.
I honestly thought, like, after this year, we would be done with the delays. I don't think we're ever going to catch up.
Nope.
But, yeah.
Not until this chip shortage goes away.
How much
is COVID still affecting these gaming companies?
Well, I don't know how much is now working from home, just because, like, I'm now technically working from home basically forever. So I don't know if they are as well.
Saves you gas money, baby. Cha-ching.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I don't know.
Shout out Biden.
Why wouldn't anyone want to work at home? What the fuck? If I had the option, I'd be home every friggin' day. Like, yeah. Yadaloo.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here.
Exactly.
I'm working on my game.
Or if you have talent now that you can hire from the East Coast and they work from home and, you know.
Was that a dig at me?
No,
that
I'm just.
I don't have talent.
I'm saying, like, you know, all studios are on the West Coast, so now you can hire people and get more. Well, you never had talent. I don't know what you thought your talent would be in, so it's definitely not a dig because that would have been just so abrupt and obvious.
It's unfortunate.
I had to come to this.
All right, I think that does it for this week's episode. You can find me on Twitter at @AHN_gags.
You can find me on Halo, baby, Papa222.
Is that you, though?
It might not be me, but you can still add me. I'll still play. Whoever's on my account.
You'll be on tonight?
We'll see what happens.
That's what I want to hear.
We'll see what happens.